On the line right now, Catherine Miskowski. She is a food and water reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, has been looking at some of California's water districts in the center state who are facing a lawsuit because they've been ignoring laws about how they should be conserving water. What have they been doing and what should they be doing instead?
Well, back in 2009, the legislature passed a new law that was attempting to force agricultural water districts. So these are people who are supplying water to farmers, to better measure how much water farmers use and then charge them on that basis. This law was called the Water Conservation Act of 2009, and they had until December of 2012 to turn in something called a water management plan, and this was going to show how they were planning on charging farmers in this way and also their other plans for how they were going to keep their water supply up and cope with climate change and so on. The 55 largest of these agricultural water districts were required to do this, and as of a few weeks ago, 22 of them still had not turned in these plans. So the state really didn't know if they were following these new rules or not.
So there are a bunch of these districts that have not complied. The law, as I understand it, doesn't force them directly to comply, but a third party can.
That's right. By not complying with the law, the districts have lost access to hundreds of millions of dollars in state grants, but that has not been incentive enough to get some of them into line. So on July 11th, the Environmental Law Foundation in Oakland sent threatening letters to 22 of these districts and said, basically, you better prove to us that you're following this law or we're going to sue you before the end of the month.
You've talked to some of the districts that got those letters. What were their responses?
Well, some of them have successfully convinced the Law Foundation that they are complying with the law, so they hastily sent them a plan and responded. So now there are 13 that still haven't done so. And among those, some of them say, look, we're following the rules, we just haven't done the paperwork, we're in the middle of a drought here, we're just trying to get water to our growers. And some of them kind of resent the state intrusion and the idea that, you know, they have to file these plans at all.
The state doesn't have power to force them to comply beyond the fiscal incentive you mentioned. A third-party suit, what kind of teeth does that have?
What they said, the folks at the Environmental Law Foundation, is that they will ask a judge to order these districts to comply, and if they don't do so, the judge could fine them in contempt of court. They even suggested a judge could go so far as to order that they shut off water supplies unless they follow the state law. Of course, that would be a very extreme measure, but basically what the Environmental Law Foundation is doing is trying to get the court to serve as a hammer to force these districts into line.
As of right now, they've simply said, we're threatening to sue. What's the deadline for taking action on that threat?
The deadline is the end of the month, so I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this very soon. You know, I'd also like to point out that the overall significance of this is that agriculture uses about 80% of the water that humans use in the state of California. So if we're talking about conserving water and the importance of being more efficient with water, especially during a drought, makes sense that a lot of eyes are turning to agriculture and saying, hey, are you even following the state laws we already have?
Well, thanks for keeping an eye on it for us and for telling us about it.
Thank you so much for having me on.